This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Sunning myself into a sort of sangria coma. Sam, he's been here in London just waiting for this. He's been sat in the studio for a whole week waiting to be allowed to speak on air again. We're both a bit clueless. We don't really know what's going on. We'll explain why later. But all that I can tell you is that we are Sam and Lucy. This is FUBAR with Radio and we'll be with you until 8 o'clock tonight.
Fact.
Exciting. So yeah, I mean, we don't really know what's going on. Sam's a complete zombie at the moment.
I am,
which is hilarious. I've got loads of stuff to chat about. I've got loads of holiday things, including my top 10 holiday tracks for this summer for you. That's right, for you people. Sam, however, I came in and it looked like he was about to cry.
Yeah, I don't really want to be here, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I can tell. You were just sitting there with your regular pizza and beans, which
yep.
is Sam's favourite meal.
Yes,
with
it
a
is.
Fanta lemonade is his favourite drink.
Yeah.
And you look like you were, you know, welling up.
Yeah, I just don't really feel myself.
I was kind of hoping it was because you'd missed me and there were tears of joy at my return.
Do you know what? Obviously, I have missed you.
Yeah, obviously.
And obviously I have been looking forward to coming and doing the show.
Of course.
But I just really don't feel like it today.
Why?
I mean, it's not that hard, is it? It's just talking for 2 hours.
It's just chatting. Sitting chatting with me, listening to some great music. Very good music today, by the way.
It is very good music today. But normally, no matter what has gone on throughout the week and how busy we've both been, I normally look forward to this and think, it's fine, even if neither of us have planned anything. We can talk for 2 hours.
Easily.
It's what we do best. But for the first time ever today, I was like, literally, I have nothing. I have nothing that I can provide Lucy with, provide listeners with. Do you know, like, some radio DJs, right?
Yeah.
Some presenters on the Fubar roster and other stations, what makes them so special is they can turn up, having probably been out the night before, or no matter what's going on in their life, they can just turn up and still be that good.
And they nail it every time.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's why they're in the big bucks. I can't do that.
So you've got broadcasting block, haven't you?
That's what it's like, yeah. Yeah, I have nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you best tell me what we're going to talk about, because if it's up to me,
yeah,
I don't know what would come out
of
my mouth.
Your usual admin is full of, you know, you've got loads of notes there, lots of it on the agenda. Today you've got nothing.
Literally not. I'm actually going to hand over the running of this metaphorical meeting, that which is our show, to you.
I am now chairperson.
You're chairperson, you're the captain, you're the boss, whatever, the gaffer. That's you today, Lucy. I'm just going to sit back and speak when spoken to.
This is amazing. Does that mean I get to press the buttons, or is that a step too far?
I mean, it depends which button you press. I mean,
what if I press that one?
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
It's accurate, if nothing else.
That's true, it is accurate.
It was a fact.
Yeah, well done.
Well, I've got lots for you. Mainly holiday orientated.
Right, no, I'm interested
in that.
Because
I'm all in holiday mode. And, you know, we're coming. It's June tomorrow?
Yes, it is,
June tomorrow. Holiday season begins. I've got a tan. Can you tell? Or not really. Because you tan loads. I've seen you tanned.
And I tan, yeah. You quite lucky. You
change complete colour.
Yes.
But this light, I've kind of got this sort of mood lighting above me.
Yeah.
Which isn't doing the tan any justice.
Okay.
And also, the main place I'm tanned is on my chest.
Okay, and obviously, that's not revealed.
I could whip it out.
Well, ideally
but
you wouldn't.
I've got like little pale bits on my nipples.
Oh, just for God's sake. Literally,
yay!
I have told you where I'm at today. Yeah. I'm in a very weird place.
I know you're in
I want to do is go to bed and have like with a teddy bear and watch Bambi.
Yeah.
And you're coming out with stuff like that.
Pale nipples.
Yeah. I just don't need
nipples is not on, because you know I like to swear and you don't let me.
I hate swearing.
Fine. Yeah, which is fine. And you've also included parts of the human body on the swear list.
Yes, yeah.
Nipples has never been brought up before.
Can I be sexist? For a second. Just one, let me
say
one sexist thing.
Go.
I feel if a boy was to describe, say, nipples, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's less to a boy's nipples. Whereas if you when you start talking about yours, I start to feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I guess women's nipples are more sexualized.
Yeah.
And you know, it's okay for a guy to show his.
Well, there's
but
a reason that
hers.
We don't wear bras, isn't there? There's a reason I don't cover my nipples up. Yeah. There's just something kind of different about the male and the female nipple, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair to say.
I mean, I know people talk about this all the time, but do you even need them?
Me?
Yeah, personally.
I could do without them.
You don't need them, do you?
No.
Would you rather just be smooth?
I don't know. I mean, it'd look odd.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I get quite a lot of abuse from my nipples anyway.
Why?
Well, I get called cherry nips. Quite small. But why? I don't see why a boy would want big ones. Like,
I didn't see that coming.
I did warn you at the top of the show that anything might happen today. Anything could come out of my mouth.
This is a roller coaster.
Yes, cherry nips. It is going to be today.
Oh.
Cherry, yeah, they're just small, like. Cause, tiny things, yeah.
Oh.
But I've got no use for big nipples, have I?
No.
The smaller, the better for me.
Yeah, true. Hide them away.
That's it.
Under two little plasters.
Yeah, I could. You know those little round plasters that are just for like the end of your finger?
Yeah, or like the teeny tiny blisters.
Yeah, my nipples are smaller than that.
Oh, those are cherry nips.
Tiny little things.
Oh, bless
but
you.
But as I've said, I have no need for big ones.
Well, I've got the thing now where, don't worry, I'm not going to talk too.
Yeah, okay,
it's
good.
It's all right, you can you're looking very tense. It's okay, you can relax.
I am tense.
I've got the thing where, because I was tanning like unintentionally, like I was lying in the sun, but it wasn't like I wasn't doing the whole lying there too tan, turning after 10 minutes and all
that
stuff.
Okay, that's what I do.
Yeah, I knew. I thought you might. I definitely don't do that. I was literally just sitting reading my book and then getting in the pool every now and again.
Yeah.
So I do have. If I get naked.
Right, which you're not
going
to do.
Which I'm not going to do.
Because it's pre-watershed.
Pre-watershed, and also it would be pointless because it's radio.
Exactly, yeah.
It looks like I'm still wearing a swimming costume. Okay. If you know what I mean, a little bit. Like a bright white swimming costume.
See, no, it's a good look.
Yeah, stylish.
It's an awful look, isn't it?
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
And it's bad because I was wearing a halter neck as well.
Really,
so
the whole time?
I've got my hair down and I've got a sort of floaty dress on so you can't see, but I've got like a little halter neck mark as well.
Did you not vary your swimming costume? Was there not a number of cosies throughout the week?
Well, I only had one and it was actually like a proper nice one that the Boyford bought.
Oh.
He bought it for me.
Right, I have really never heard of that. A boyfriend goes cosy shopping for girlfriend.
It was because I was complaining that my old one was just a bit horrible. Okay. And I'm skint.
Yeah.
And I was a bit like, oh, I'm really nervous about it. Because I went on holiday with my boyfriend and his mates, basically.
Yeah, which we'll get to.
Which we will definitely get to. And I was a bit nervous because I was like, oh, I want to look as good as possible. And I have all my nice dresses. But swimwear, I was like, oh, God, I've just got my horrible old one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to wear that. And it's all like sun faded and it just looks cheap and tacky because it was. And he just turned up and he bought me a new one and it was amazing.
See, that's why I'm now single, isn't it?
Yeah, because your reaction to that was, what? Why would you do that?
I wouldn't know where to start. If a female said to me, oh, my swimming costume's old and faded, I think I would just be like, well,
buy a new one.
Well, no, not even that. I don't think don't see why you'd worry about it.
Oh, well, it was quite ill-fitting as well.
Cause,
and it wasn't very flattering. And he just happened to see this other one in the shop window, and it is divine.
Do you not think a swimming costume is a little bit like a rain coat? In the... No, hear me out.
Yep. Sorry, carry on.
Like, there's certain parts, certain clothes that I think you have to look nice.
Yeah.
Right, so if you're going to buy a T-shirt, make it a nice one, right?
Okay.
Whereas a coat that's meant to keep me dry...
I see where you're going.
I don't think it matters what it looks like, because all I'm going to do, as soon as I get to my said destination,
okay,
I take it off.
I see where you're going with this.
Right.
You're saying that swimming costumes were practical. That's
exactly.
What it's there for.
All it needs to do is be waterproof.
Okay. My thing with this is, first of all, if you're not that confident in your body shape...
Yeah,
like, I'm confident.
Well, I'm not really.
Well, fully. Well, but I'm assuming when you go swimming, you just wear trunks. You don't like wearing. You don't have like a full one piece, do you?
No.
Because that's.
Do they do them for boys?
I'm sure they must somewhere.
Okay.
Well, you could just get a girls one.
And do you see these people with t-shirts? Don't you?
And t-shirts as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not that confident in my body when it comes to swimming costumes.
Okay.
And I want to look good in front of these people who didn't know.
Yeah.
And we went to Portugal. We stayed in a proper nice villa.
I've got so many questions, by the way.
I know you might. You love Portugal, don't you?
I do, yeah, I love it.
But it was just like we had this really nice villa with a pool and everything. The whole week basically was spent in our cozies, having cocktails, people taking snaps and chatting, dancing and swimming. I needed to look good. If I'd just been in, you know, one of those, like, Speedo black swimming costumes you used to wear to school.
See, what's wrong with that?
Well, I could have, but it would look a bit rubbish. It's like saying, oh, why not wear a bin bag? Well, I want to wear a nice dress.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, I understand why you'd want to wear a nice dress, because when you put a dress on, it's because maybe you're going to a dinner party, you're going to a bar, you're going out.
Yeah. But this was kind of going out for me, because it was a group, a big group of us, it was like... How many? I don't know, like 12 or something.
Okay.
And it was people who I'd never met before.
Right, why are you going on holiday with people you've never met before?
Because I was going with the boyfriend.
Right.
And it was because there was such a big group of them going, it was one of those things, the more people come, the cheaper it gets. And it was this lush villa in Portugal.
Okay.
Like, proper nice. And I was like, yeah, why not?
Right.
And all of my mates are skint, so...
So you wouldn't have got, like, a holiday with your mates, so you thought, use my boyfriend's mates?
Yeah, kind of. I'm probably still going with my mates, but we'll do cheapo youth hostel thing. But they asked me and I was like, oh, why not?
Can I ask you how it was then? Because I've made friends once I'm on holiday.
Yeah.
Right? And that's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because one day while I'm on holiday, mm-hmm. I may fancy a kickabout, so I get talking to somebody.
Yeah.
However, the next day, when he's saying, Sam, do you want to come for a kickabout? I may not fancy it.
I'm with you.
So it's a bit much, isn't it? It's very full on. You're with somebody for 2 weeks. You've got nothing to do all day. It's not like I can just say, oh, sorry, no, I can't go. I can't play football today because I've got work. They know full well you haven't got work because
and
you're on holiday.
And they can see you sitting by the pool.
Exactly.
Listening to your iPod. Yeah.
Exactly. So I just feel it's very intense. Any kind of friendship on holiday, be it with your partner, mm-hmm. like that's a bit much. I bet you bickered, didn't you, Ben?
Oh, God, yeah.
Right. So having to spend that amount of time, a week, mm-hmm. I don't know how many hours that is.
Some
hours. 7 times 24.
Some.
Amount of hours.
Mm-hmm.
With people you've never met before.
Yeah. Well, I've met some I've met.
Right, okay, but acquaintances, not friends.
Indeed.
And could I say forced acquaintances as well, because...
Oh, yeah, technically it's forced, yeah.
Yeah. You've got to be nice to them because they're Benton's friends.
Exactly. This is the thing, because when you're with your own mates, so I've been on big girls' holidays and stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, the arguments are inevitable about like, who wants to do what and all that stuff. But it's all right because they're your mates and it's fine.
That's it.
Because you know what to say to them. It can be like, look, babe, shut up, we're doing this. And they'll get over it and they'll be like, oh, you're right, that's really fun. With these people, I couldn't be like that.
No.
And because they are all, obviously, they've been friends for years and years. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy it and roll with it. And it was great. It was an amazing holiday. But I'm very like, I don't know, one day, pool, chill, stuff like that. Next day, I want to do something.
Because one day of chilling is enough.
Yeah, like alternate.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
That's my kind of thing. Especially if you're there for a week. And I wanted to do stuff and a lot of people didn't. And it was like, oh, but you've got the car. Drive me to places.
Right.
Which they did. But, and I did do one thing that no one else wanted to do. Literally no one. And I just went, screw it, I'm doing it anyway. And I took Ben and we went. And I thought of you when I was there.
Why did you think of me?
Because I was just thinking of you telling me in the past when you've been on holiday to... You went on an amazing holiday to Egypt.
Yes,
such a cool place to go.
Yeah.
And I believe, did you... You pretty much just stayed in the resort?
Yeah, well... I am a little bit guilty of kind of just being self-indulgent on holiday and maybe just sitting around the pool too much.
Yeah.
I don't like just sitting by the pool, but I just like to do things like play football.
Right, this is
and
what
go
I'm
to the gym.
You like doing like doing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like if there's a game or something to be played.
Exactly.
You're well up for that.
Like I'm not the guy who's going scuba diving because that costs money.
Yeah.
Like I've already paid for the holiday. What I'll do instead is just say yes.
Yeah.
When that guy comes around called Pedro probably.
Yeah, okay.
And he's really good looking.
Yeah.
He, for some reason, keeps flirting with my girlfriend or flirting with my mum.
Whoa, Pedro.
But he does, doesn't he? And then he goes, oh, Sam, why don't you play football? And I say, yes, because that's free. And Pedro seems relatively nice, except I wish he'd stop flirting with my mum and my girlfriend.
Well, I thought of you when I did this.
Okay.
Because normally when I go on holiday with my family or whatever, they're not into this kind of thing. They're like, oh, no, we've got to go to the cathedral or whatever.
Right, okay.
Because it was cheap and it looked amazing. Literally, I drove up to this place. Well, I was driven to this place, dropped me and Ben off and looked at it, and I thought of you as I looked at it, the biggest water park I've ever seen in my life.
I knew he was going to go water park.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Right,
because you've been to Portugal, so I'm assuming you've been to them.
I haven't been a water park since I was very, very young.
Because I've never done it, like even when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I love swimming and slides, so it's a perfect place for me.
Yeah.
And roller coasters. I've never been to Alton Towers.
Really?
I've never done...
Thought Park?
I've been to Disneyland.
Yeah.
But only because I played there.
You played there?
Yeah, I did a gig there.
You what?
I did a gig at Disneyland. It was awesome.
That's a lot of people would say that's the dream, isn't it?
It was awesome.
Who were you dressed as?
I wasn't dressed as anyone. I was with a band.
Okay.
I was with a band. And then what they did was when we finished our set, because the park closed at, I can't remember, it was either 10 or 11. And they let us have the hour after that. In the park.
Wow.
So it's closed, and I was just on Space Mountain on loop.
See, the thing about Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Is I'm not going Disneyland for the rides.
What are you going for?
Because there's somebody dressed as Pluto. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you're going Disneyland for. You're not going for the rides, are you?
You're going for the whole thing, I guess.
I want to look up at that pretty...
Pink castle.
Yeah, is it pink?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to go on... And it is a ride, but it's a small world.
Yeah, I know what you mean. If you just wanted to go on rides, you go to Alton Towers or something.
Exactly.
And save yourself the money. Yeah, well, I've never done anything like that, really.
Okay.
Just occasionally, but not really. My family and friends aren't really into that sort of thing. So water park, I was so excited. Oh, Sam, it was brilliant.
What sort of ride you've got?
Massive slides. Okay. Massive roller coaster that's also like a log flume thing.
A roller coaster at a water park?
I know!
Technically, how does that work?
It was a half log flume, half roller coaster. So you went up and did all the loop-the-loops and all that, and then a couple times in the middle, you dipped into like a lake, basically.
See, I've always had a problem with log flumes. I'm a big fan of a ride, right? I will get on any ride. As long as it's working, I feel it's safe to get on.
Uh-huh.
Because there's that much like health and safety nowadays. If it ain't working, you're not getting on it.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy on rides. The one thing that doesn't quite sit right with me is... any ride that kind of involves water.
Why? They're
because
the best ones.
Right, how does that ride function? Electricity?
No.
On what then? What? How does it...
Well...
It
must. It's not electric in that point. It's just attached to the chain, the track that's going round. It's a track,
so how? Yeah, but what's forcing it along? There must be some electricity somewhere.
Maybe, but not in that bit. I don't think you've got to worry about it, mate.
Right, if someone said to you... Here you are, sitting in this electric-powered car with your eight mates while I pour you with water. You'd be like, no, that's an awful idea.
Yeah,
I've heard
obviously.
What happens when you do that.
But it's not an electric car. It's a log flume that's been built for this and been used by thousands of people before me.
How does it move?
Magic?
Possibly at Disneyland, yes.
Yeah, at Disneyland only, though. There was one ride I genuinely thought I was going to die. Because I didn't think I was that much of a scaredy cat. But it was because if I'm strapped in, you're right, like you say, you know, they wouldn't let you on if it didn't work.
Exactly.
If I'm strapped in, that's fine. And if it's a slide where I can sort of see the start and end, like I can see what's going on here, that's fine. Oh my God, I went on one where you sit in a rubber donut.
Right.
And basically it's in a kind of a U shape, this big thing. And you
like a skateboard half pipe.
Yeah.
Is that what you're describing? Yeah.
Kind of, but it goes really high. Like,
okay.
I can't, so I was scared walking up the stairs to it. It was so high. And you sit on your ring and you just go down and up and down and up and down the sides and then funnel at the end. And you and everyone was on it going on, like cheering. And there were people watching because it's so high. And people were, sorry about that. That was the sound effect of
yeah,
going
Lucy's
down.
Pressing buttons again.
Sorry. And other people going down and cheering, and it was all like, woo. And this little kid went ahead of me. And because he's light, he didn't go very far. So I went, oh, that was rubbish. He didn't go high at all. I'll jump.
Right.
So I jumped off the edge on this ring. And I flew right up to the edge, lifted off the thing.
You got air.
I got air.
Did you 360?
Landed again. I didn't 360, okay. Thank God. And landed again and then got air the other side and then stayed at contact. And I was screaming my head off. And there was all these Portuguese people taking pictures and laughing at me.
Really?
It was horrible. Really,
that can't be safe. If you're able to come away from like the plastic sides, that can't be good at all.
And it was really high. Like I'm talking like, I don't know, I'm looking at a building opposite the road. Definitely four stories high,
okay.
At least. Maybe five.
That big?
Honestly, it was huge. I will show you pictures in the next song.
Pictures don't really do it justice, though, do they?
It was terrifying. But I did that, and I did think of you, and I don't know what... I also obviously thought of In Between Us.
Yes,
but it was
that's
like that.
Thing that's...
But this is the problem, because I was like, yeah, let's be a kid for the day, and I was on holiday with a load of, like, adults. Like, I know we're adults, but they were actual adults.
Did you not feel a little bit... Because I'm always like, I want to live like a kid. Like, that's the...
Yes.
Everyone wants to live like a kid. And I don't know why I said that I haven't been to water parks recently, because it's just dawned on me that I did go to a water park last time I was on holiday. I just completely forgot.
You
yeah,
had. I completely I'm sure forgot I remembered you mentioning it.
There was a water park on like the campus, the hotel that I was staying in. I don't know what I was thinking.
I remember you telling me about it, which is why I thought of you.
But now I've remembered that experience. The thing that stands out is. That I was pestering my girlfriend at the time to go with me.
Yeah.
Yet once I got there, I became very self-conscious because I realised that I don't have a child and I'm also not childlike anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not okay.
Yeah.
Whereas she was quite comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
She was okay. She kind of blended in, I guess. She's not a child. She's also... She wasn't
careful,
a child. I can confirm she was
not a child.
20 years old.
So not a child.
That's 2 years of being an official adult.
But yeah, I mean, it was a bit... I didn't mind because I think I'd spent the holiday being quite mature by my standards. And being quite grown up because I was with a group of people who are all older than me. by a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of them, most of them were teachers, which is why I went half term.
Wow.
So very, yeah, like what they were telling all these anecdotes about the crazy things the kids had done. And I was thinking, that seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Exactly.
I'm still in that mindset. And they're talking about all these kids doing their A-levels. And I was sitting there like, yeah, that just happened.
That just happened.
Like,
yeah.
I'm totally with the kids on this one.
This keeps happening to me in real life. Because now, I mean, you've got older friends and we're both, like, going to have proper jobs now.
Uh-huh.
And I get embarrassed because, say, you know, you do that thing maybe at lunchtime where it's like an anecdote off. It happens on a daily basis in life. People, a theme comes up, perhaps the time you and your mate pulled a prank, right? So you've all got to share prank stories.
Yeah.
But my go-to reference is always still school.
Still school, yes.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I feel like every funny thing that's happened to me in my life so far has been at school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I've so far spent the majority of my life, isn't it? High school. There's no section of my life that is overtaken in length.
Well, before that. But primary I guess school. That was split into, that would have been preschool and then primary school.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So
pretty much.
High school dominates.
It dominates your life. And also it's your, at, like, it's when you were old, like, doing stuff.
That's
like,
true.
That's when you first start,
time.
I don't know, you first start and learn to drive a car or get your first girlfriend or whatever. All of the fun stuff does happen then. Either that or uni. And even with the group of people I was with, they'd all been out of uni at least 5 years. When I would be like, oh, it's one time at uni. And I'd be like, oh, God.
That's it. We need
I
to get
like a child.
Just more years under our belt, I think.
But then we don't want to wish this away.
No, of course not. But
you don't want to wish it away.
I just think you do need to keep your mouth shut. If you're about to say something to somebody who's over the age of 25 about school, I just think they're straight away going to go, oh, you've just shown your age.
Yeah. And that is why I was a lot quieter than my usual self on this holiday. And I was sort of trying to be a bit more, oh, so what is it you do? Oh, good.
Oh, it was that conversation over and over, was it?
It wasn't too bad. I think there was a lot of, I mean, it was inevitable. I don't know what I expected. It was still great. It was lovely to hear. But there was a lot of sort of, because they went to uni together.
Right.
So it was a lot of them reminiscing about their uni days.
Yeah, does it sound quite different? Or very similar?
It sounds really fun.
Okay.
But then I guess anyone's would. Like, if we talk about our uni days in 10 years' time, it'll sound awesome.
I don't know.
I don't. Well, mine will. I don't know about yours.
Too much. I still talk about school. I don't think I could befriend teachers.
It was interesting. The way, like, one of them had a load of marking to do.
Right.
Like, she just had to do it. And it was really cool. She'd come and hang out with us and, like, play by the pool and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she'd have to go do some marking. And I was just sitting there going, oh, my God, you're an actual grown-up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I do think that a teacher perhaps is one of the best things you can do because it's the closest thing to not growing up, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I don't know how I would feel. Like, I wouldn't even know the kids.
Yeah.
You know, say you're in that situation, you're having dinner outside on the veranda in Portugal, and the teachers start sharing jokes about what the kids had done.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sit right with me listening to that, because I just think, you know, that could have been me. Like, they're just kids. Just leave them alone.
It was really funny, though. I loved hearing it, because you always think of teachers as being so, like, stern and all of this stuff. And some of the stuff they were coming out with, I was like, oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Because you just get to see the kids being idiots all day, every day.
Could they see the funny side? So were they telling these stories?
Oh, no, they were really funny. I was with a really funny group of people.
But they were having to, at the time, be kind of very stern with the kids.
Yeah.
But they were able to go home and go, all right, okay, that was hilarious.
And
what
they were talking
today
about, like, different punishments they use rather than just giving detentions.
All right, okay, I want to hear this.
I think my favourite one was they threatened to make the children do chair reports.
What's that?
Where basically the kid has to stay in at lunchtime or after school and they have to write a half a page report on every single chair in the classroom.
How does that work?
So, like, how comfortable is it? Is there any gum on it? Is there any graffiti on it? What's the quality of this chair? And they have to do every single chair in the room.
I suppose it is actually helping. You know, if you're picking out which chairs have got gum on the bottom, that's a job that probably the caretaker will never get round to.
Yep.
However, it's worth doing.
It's worth doing. And also, you know, helps the kid practice writing.
See, I don't know. If I was a kid,
I
honestly don't think I would be that upset with that detention.
There's at least 30 chairs in the classroom, Sam. That would take you freaking ages.
When I was at school, the ultimate punishment was, other than obviously getting expelled, was what they called a heads detention.
Right.
And it was like, okay, you've not just been late a number of times. You're not just doing attention with the teacher relevant to where you've been naughty.
Yeah.
It's so bad, you're having a head's detention where the head finds out, the head teacher finds out what it is that you've done.
Ooh.
Very bad, right? Yeah. It was a Wednesday night. It wasn't a regular thing for me, but yeah, I had a few
did
head detentions.
Did you have some?
Yes, I did, yeah. I didn't make, it wasn't like a club, I didn't keep going. It was just a few head detentions during my 6 years at school. And it was all in the canteen, but obviously the canteen had like been completely emptied, like all the tables and chairs at the side. So you're just in this massive, very depressing room. I must say, school canteens without food in them.
They are depressing places.
Awful places. And you sit in a circle, but everyone's facing out. So there might be 20 of you in this room and everybody's desperate to know what everyone else has done because it probably was a funny story. Yeah. But you just sit there with the head, just all looking at a different part. Of this disgusting canteen.
Making you face outwards. That's great.
An hour and a half. No one can say a word. And that's the ultimate punishment for me. Because that is dead time. All you are doing there is in your own head. You've only got yourself.
Driving yourself mad.
You've only got yourself to communicate with.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
The worst in my school, I think, is called being on referral.
Right, which is?
Which is where you just got taken out of lessons for the day. And you had to have lunch at a different time to everyone else. And you had to go to basically had porter cabins for the referral people.
Okay.
And they had like grates on the window, which seemed unnecessary, but quite funny. And you had to, sit in there and you got given your work for the day by all your teachers and you just had to sit in there.
But is there other kids in there at the time?
Well, there's a few different rooms in there. So ideally one in each room. But if not, then they'd put like the year 7 with the year 11 and stuff like
that. See, I don't mind that. As a year 11, I'd love to get a chat to a year 7. And vice versa.
Well, this is the thing. It always sounded horrible. I obviously never got put on referral. It sounded
I don't
horrible.
Know. You sound like you know a lot about it.
Well, no. Just rumours.
Okay.
But like my friend that went in there all the time loved it. And like the woman who supervised them, they used to chat and share biscuits and
this
stuff.
This is what I mean.
And I was like, that sounds all right.
It tends to be the kind of teachers that look after the things like you're describing, you know, the kids that have been kicked out, they're always the nicest teachers.
They're the nice ones normally.
And they're normally, maybe they're looking after a kid that's been kicked out, a kid that has got a broken leg and therefore can't get to his classroom because his classroom's on the second floor. I had a lot of mates like that. I was never lucky enough to get a broken leg. It was never me. It was never me. It was so annoying.
Yeah.
That is a thing at school, isn't it? You're always like, oh, God.
Oh, damn them. They've got crutches.
They've got crutches.
Jealous. I've never got crutches.
One of my best mates, Lucas, right? Yeah. He played football to quite a good standard, but he broke his leg at maybe 15. So that's GCSE time.
Yeah.
And he got to spend about 4 months in a completely different classroom, chilling, where they have tea and toast.
Oh, what?
And because of, not only was he not going to class, because of the age he was at, kind of 15 and therefore just bulking up naturally, him being on crutches all day meant that he became massive.
Oh, God,
He suddenly got these huge
arms. And shoulders,
exactly. So it was like 4 months of going to the gym for him and never going to school. It was amazing.
You know what I was saying earlier about us being immature and only telling stories about school?
Yeah, it's happened, hasn't it?
Literally just did it.
Yeah, I just feel you can't do it with anyone over 25.
Do you think 25's the cutoff?
Yeah, because at 25 maybe you're still looking back on school. But I've tried it. This new place that I work at, again, I've talked about school already and I can see people's faces just kind of like, just cringing a little bit.
Because I never do it. Like, unless
because
I'm,
you know,
I just control myself, and I never do. I do tell uni stories still, but I think that's pretty legit given I haven't actually graduated yet.
Of course.
I think that's allowed.
Definitely.
I try and stop myself, and this week has been a test of my strength. I think I passed.
What, can I ask how much older these guys are than you that you've been
most
older with?
Most of them, the boyfriend is 28.
Okay.
So most of them are around, like, between 25 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of age bracket. Apart from one who was one of Ben's friend's partners.
Right.
Who's older than that. And I felt really young.
How old can I ask?
39.
39, okay.
I know, right?
That's old enough to be your parent.
Which he pointed out to me.
Did he?
Yeah.
He pointed out?
Yeah.
And he was quite proud of that, was he?
I think so, yeah.
See, if I was him, I don't think you should feel like the bad person in this.
Yeah.
He should be made to feel very old rather than you be made to feel very young. Isn't that right?
But then I guess if I was the... I mean, if someone was, I think, 25. Okay. So that's not much of an age gap between me and them. 21, 25, that's not much. But because they're all in that clump together.
Yeah.
You know, they're all...
I mean, I don't know how good of a time you had, but I just think you're very brave to agree to this holiday with people you never met.
I'm quite proud of myself. I had a good time. I've got a tan. I drank a lot. That's the good thing about going on holiday with older people.
They buy the drink?
They buy loads of booze.
Just for the house?
Yeah.
Because they can afford to?
Oh, no, like, it was all organised. Like, I didn't realise when I paid the money for the villa, that included a kitty, and I turned up and there was just booze everywhere. And crisps.
Good,
and I was like, yeah.
What do you mean? So it was all... Somebody did your shopping for you?
They went out and did the shopping, yeah. I didn't
Before you arrived?
When we arrived, I just sat by the pool and they did it. And I was like, oh, yes, I will have a sangria. Yes, thank you.
Good deal, that.
Yeah, it was pretty tidy.
Good food?
Amazing.
Did you... You were cooking in, weren't you?
Mainly,
I don't agree with.
We had a lot of barbecues. We had a whole barbecue shed thing.
Okay.
Which was
pretty changes
cool.
things. If it's barbecue, I can understand it, but...
Yeah, we had two barbecues.
When I go abroad, I like to eat out.
We ate out a couple of times. We had one last night.
Yeah,
had barbecue meat still.
Yeah,
had a lot of meat.
Was there a lot of meat?
A lot of meat.
Meat sweats.
Oh God! Last night it was horrendous because they're bringing around meat on a stick and just shaving you more off, and they're like, more meat, more meat.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I felt like I had something to prove that I could eat a lot.
And
do you ever get like that? Do you ever get competitive eating?
I feel it only happens with me if it is. It's when it is in the barbecue situation.
Yeah.
Because I feel that there's something very manly about eating things like a steak.
Mm.
And hence you get competitive if there's other, you know, other people around you also think that they can eat more than you.
Yeah, I got quite competitive. Plus, it was delicious. It was the best steak I'd ever had, I think.
I would have liked to see you go head-to-head with a 39-year-old man.
That's literally what happened. It was us two sitting next to each other, and he was like, oh, more, please. And I was like, well, I'll have more then. Yeah. And I don't know why. There was no competition. I just kept going.
You created a competition, really.
In my own head.
But he was also thinking it, wasn't he?
Oh, totally.
He was thinking, there's no way I can lose to this student.
Yeah, well, this is what I think. If you're thinking the competition in your head, the other person must be.
Exactly. Otherwise, always.
Surely, like, it must be going... At least one other person is thinking it.
Every time I pull up to a set of traffic lights, that's what I think.
Yeah!
I normally go two ways. Sometimes I just go, obviously, you know, it's not a competition, Sam. This is simply a traffic light where there happens to be two lanes. Mm-hmm. Just let that person go a little bit quicker than you because it really doesn't matter. But if I'm in the right mood, I will be just like, vroom, straight off.
Yeah.
And giving them the V's.
Especially if you're ready, you know. You've got no biting point and you're like, oh yeah, come on, let's do this.
Yeah, I don't care who it is next. We might be like an older lady in a Toyota Yaris, but I'm still going
to
beat her.
Still do it. Have to do it. And then that little victory you feel.
That's it.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And then you get overtaken by him.
Because I've got a little tiny car, 1.2, and I'm like, oh yeah, wait.
But I do, because when you travel on the motorway, that's one of the weird things I always think about the motorway, that chances are you're travelling with the same group of cars, because you're all going about 70.
Yeah.
You're travelling with these people for it's like a train journey.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you've seen them again.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Aldi.
You overtake me, I overtake you, and it goes on for ages. So I create competitions then.
Me too! Yes!
Everything in life is a competition.
Yeah, again, I think it's just us being immature, Sam.
I don't know.
Do you think that?
No, because I can see my dad doing things like that as well.
Yeah. I mean, the motorway, you can't help yourself, especially if you're on it for, like, you know...
Exactly.
Over 30 miles, you've got to have something to entertain yourself.
Particularly if you're on your own.
Yeah, you need it. Even if you've got music on or a podcast or whatever, if you're listening to the Sam and Lucy podcast that you can get from iTunes...
Well done, Lucy.
Or listen again from the Foobar app.
Very good.
And then you still need something to entertain yourself. And I do find, overtaking and then them overtaking you, and then you're like, well, I have to overtake you again now you've done that. And
how do you feel about passengers on long drives? If you're the driver, do you want passengers? Just one, two, three?
I'd either be on my own,
because
then I can listen to my stuff, or a group,
because
then you're like properly chatting.
I quite like the one-on-one situation.
See, I mean, I didn't, but I have recently just watched Peter Kay's Car Share, which you, amongst other people, told me to watch.
Oh, it's amazing.
You were all right. Well done. I did love it. You were all correct. It is fantastic. That's made me be like, oh, wait, it is really fun being with someone else. You just have to enjoy it.
Yeah, I've had a car share situation with...
a guy who must be, I don't know, 50. But he, after my first year of uni, I went back to mum and dad's for the summer. And he lives about three doors down from mum and dad. Got me this job over the summer. And he's like, oh, okay, Sam, I'll take you in, blah, blah, blah. But then some days, I had to take him in for various reasons with his car or some his daughter was borrowing his car. So it became this kind of car share thing.
Yeah.
And that was never quite like Peter Casey's car share, I have to say.
No?
We never quite broke down those boundaries.
Aww, that's
very nice man, but it was all lots of small talk and just turning up Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Which I,
that's what I don't like about it. The small, because if you're with someone that you're happy to be silent with, that's cool. Like if you and me were on a really long road trip, and it went quiet for a bit, I wouldn't be like, oh god, this is so awkward.
It'd
just be like, yeah, whatever, it's quiet for a bit, let's put some music on. But with some people, especially if you're in a car share situation, so like work or you know someone that I play in a club with, I don't know, whatever, someone that I don't know that well, it's a bit like, oh, do we have to talk the whole time? Can we not just be quiet for a bit?
What I like is if I don't have to talk.
Oh, you want them to do all the talking?
Right, I've got a friend, lovely guy called Daniel, very, very intelligent, right? Got a lot to say.
Yeah.
I love car journeys with him because he just sits next to me and preaches.
And educates you.
Yeah, I mean, all, some of it is a load of nonsense.
Yeah.
Some of it goes straight over my head.
Just about life or...?
However, well, he's a deep thinker. He's got a lot to say. He's one of...
Daniel sounds cool.
He's a really good guy. You'd love him.
Yeah.
But, so intelligent. So even though most of it goes over my head, I do, in that an hour and a half and that's we're one-on-one, I'm consuming so much and I'm just going, Maybe once a mile, I'll go, And for the rest of the time, he's just talking at me. But I love it. It's great. Yeah.
Daniel sounds great. Can we get him to do a little segment on the show?
He could do, yeah.
Daniel's thought for the week.
He would love that as well.
Poignant thought for the week.
The thing is though, we've only got 2 hours. He's London based. Okay. I don't think he's going to come over simply to give us a thought.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh.
He could certainly do his own show though.
Just, I mean...
We could pitch it.
Let's not give other people shows and...
Why not?
Because they might take ours.
No, think about it. We're talent spotters. We might get some kind of like...
Should we be Fubar talent spotters?
Well, could work.
Yep.
I've got this guy.
Yep.
He talks a lot.
Well, why don't we give Daniel a call next Sunday... And he can give us his thought for the week. And if it's a good enough thought, we'll talent spot him. We'll send him on to FUBAR HQ.
He's one of these people who kind of goes through phases.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
As in, do you mean you going through a phase with him as friendship?
No. We're always very close. But every week, he's always on to something else.
Okay.
So maybe he's read another book. So now he's living like that way. Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was a vegan for a while.
Okay.
But then he didn't like being put into a bracket. He only ate bananas for a while, but then obviously it just became a bit annoying.
Wouldn't that kill you? Isn't there that thing if you eat too many bananas, you get a potassium overdose and it makes you really ill?
I think he had some comeback for when we said that to him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He thinks about everything, Luce.
Amazing.
But yeah, we should get him on.
This whole changing attitudes thing is probably sounding quite good for... You know, thought of the week, Daniel's thought of the week.
Yeah, we could just ask him what he's been up to that week, who he's learnt from and who he's living like.
What's he learning, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his inspiration for the week?
He's an artist, Luce. Can you picture that?
As in fine art?
Fine art, fashion. He's a multi-skilled artist, but...
Daniel sounds cool.
Absolute artist. Like, he thinks like an artist, he acts like an artist.
Bet Daniel wouldn't go to a water park on holiday.
I don't think Daniel would go on holiday, you know.
Oh, my God.
He certainly wouldn't go on, like, a villa holiday.
No.
Or he's not going Magaluf, put it that way.
No.
Like, there's nothing for Magaluf for Daniel. Like, nothing at all.
Okay. He's not a clubbing guy.
No, he is, but just not that type. Like, there's no club trendy enough in Magaluf
for
Daniel.
So he's probably, like, a Brighton kind of club.
Yes, he would, yeah.
Like a hipster Brighton club.
Yeah, they're all wearing the caps.
Mm-hmm.
You know those caps that just look too small for you?
Yep.
Do you know, that like they're just missing the top off them?
Yeah, I like don't like them.
Yeah, someone's just pushed them down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're all wearing them and an oversized shirt.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
With a floral pattern or
that's
sometimes. A very Brighton thing.
Yeah, maybe floral. Just more often than not, it looks a little bit faded because they probably got it from the charity shop.
Yeah.
But that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing to do. And then they've got the white socks on show with some trainers.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, it's Daniel.
I mean, he should move to Brighton.
I think he was considering it at one point.
Sounds like his jam.
No, but where he is in London, everyone looks like him as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hipster part of London.
Very hipster.
Okay.
I'm jealous, actually. Spend a lot of time.
Do you want to be more hipstery?
Yes.
You're so not hipster.
I actually said to somebody the other day, I want to dress like Daniel.
Aww. Don't force yourself. I don't think you should dress like a hipster. I don't think it'll work, mate.
If he heard me say that, he'd love it as well. Absolutely love it.
Aww, just dress like you.
Just make what I feel.
Be bold.
I don't know.
Be brave. Be bold.
Thank you.
Make your own fashion choices.
Have you thought about going into advertising? Because that was nice, that.
Thank you.
At some point, I think we should probably say what's going up on the show and play a record.
We should probably play a song, given it is 6:45.
6:45.
That's
yeah.
Obscene.
Considering at 6:55, I thought, Sam, how the hell are you going to get through the next 2 hours? You have nothing.
Yeah.
We've done all right so far.
Quite impressive.
It's not bad at all. Mainly from you. And I'm still interested to know about the holiday.
Thank you, please. Yep. I've got more holiday chat. I've got a holiday game.
Have you got notes on holiday?
No.
Not really. Okay.
Just off the top of my head. But I have got a holiday game and I've got my top 10 holiday tracks for this summer for our lovely listeners.
Okay, so after
my
record,
top 10 tracks, not songs.
Yes.
Just okay. Getting that in there.
But we will hear some of my favourite holiday songs as well.
Amazing. Okay.
Because I feel like that is a big thing. Like, yeah. We'll set this up now.
Uh-huh.
For me, a holiday song is just as important as where you are and who you're with.
Yeah.
Because it's that one that they're playing all the time, no matter where you go out, and then therefore you can't wait to get home and download it.
Because
mm-hmm. Sometimes you hear it while you're out there. Does that make sense? Someone introduces you while you're out there, or you hear it in a bar, and it just becomes the holiday song.
Yeah.
Massive deal for me. So mm-hmm. I want to know what your top 10.
Yeah. And I just classics. To get this in there now, I've tried to go with ones, first of all, that we haven't played on the show before.
Great.
And say, well, ones that aren't like big charty tracks.
Because there was some of that, was there?
Because there was a bit, and there was a lot of that, and I've tried to change it.
So were you playing Omi Cheerleader a lot?
Not that, well, I did play that a bit on my holiday, actually. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff, and stuff that everyone will know, and everyone will have anyway. So like Avicii and stuff like that. Everyone will have that downloaded anyway, ready to listen to. So I've tried to go for stuff that you might not.
Yeah, but that's not good.
What?
I wanted just pure honesty.
If your
top 10 was made of pure cheese, that's fine, because it's what you were enjoying on holiday.
I was trying to pick tracks that people might not have heard, and they'd be like, oh, I'd like that for my holiday. That's what I've gone for.
Well, I'll play the sort of thing that I like on holiday. Oh, this sort of thing. It's perfect.
Sounds like from an In-Betweeners movie, Sam.
Yeah, well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this was, like, for a time, this was cool. Honestly.
For a time?
It was. I remember. Do you know that? Well, I'm just going to say names. Do you remember? Do you know Annie Mack?
Yeah.
She's about just the coolest person in the world, and she's got a really cool show on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Before this song became the In-Betweeners song,
yeah,
she played this on a show, like, every single week for a month, and then it just became this horrible monster.
Yeah.
But everyone loved it at the time.
It's a great song. I mean, I tried to go kind of obscure, cool
right.
music rather than stuff that everyone knows anyway.
Okay, well, I would say that's my holiday song circa 2010.
Oh, right, I did not know we were going back in time. Because if we're doing that, I'll
I'd
have, like, you know, Nicki Minaj Starships. That was, what, 2012 summer song
right, okay,
for me.
Right, next week then, give me your top 10 holiday songs of all time. But for this week.
Yes, this is this year, 2015, new tracks you might not have heard, you know, my holiday songs.
Yeah, but that is cheating a little bit. You've tried to create this cool it's not a cool thing, holiday songs. It's just what you're enjoying.
Oh, soz. All right, next week it will all be cheese.
Can I play my holiday song from last year?
Alright.
And there was a dance to it that all the little kids did around the pool, and I tried to join in.
Amazing.
Do you know this one?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good. I can imagine you with all the little kids dancing around the pool.
For me, a holiday song has to be in a different language as well.
Oh, okay.
Because then it's like me attempting to sing along. So this is Portuguese, so it'd been perfect for your holiday.
Yep.
It's Michelle Taylor. Can we play all this? Come on.
This is our first song.
I haven't put the mics down.
Baby, baby, I wanna get to know you. Oh, if I get you. Oh, oh, if I get you. Baby, baby, you're playing hard to get, but oh, if I get to, oh, oh, if I get to your mind.
Mr. Worldwide, Michelle Taylor, holy cow, ya tú sabes, pa'l cielo. Y de ahí, vamos pa' la luna. Brazilian women sexy, tráeme una. And let me play with her maracas. And if she roll, I'm a rocker. Shout out to all my high school sweethearts that used to hide all my work in their lockers.
Thank you.
Mommy, if it's you plus two, that's cool, as long as they're cool. You know what I mean. And if they are, let's live out a dream, darling.
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, delícia, delícia, assim você me mata, ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, epa.
Baby, baby, I wanna get to know you, oh, if I get you, oh, oh, if I get you, baby, baby, you're playing hard to get, but, oh, if I get you, oh, oh, if I get you, you're mine.
Começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein?
Baby, baby, I wanna get to know you. If I get you, oh, oh, if I get you, baby, baby, you're playing hard to get, but, oh, if I get you, oh, oh, if I get you, you're mine.
Michelle Taylor and Pitbull, and I'm not sorry. I say to Pego, Nossa, Nossa. The Nossa Nossa song. My holiday song from last year.
Can't believe we just played all of that.
I'm not sorry, I don't care.
And our only song so far, apart from obviously 99 Souls.
You tell me that's not a good record?
I mean...
Next you were telling me that this is no good.
Oh my God.
See, this is amazing.
Is this what you wanted from me when you said, can I have 10 holiday songs?
This is the sort of thing I wanted, yeah.
This is not what I've gone for, Sam, at all.
Lanzarote.
Right, no.
When I was 17.
Okay.
All about this record. How can you not enjoy that?
I loved it at the time, yeah. Me too. That was, yeah, when I went on holiday with all my mates. Yeah, this,
okay, right.
This would have been on the playlist.
And you're telling
ready.
Me that you're not playing this when you was in Portugal last week?
We didn't, actually.
Why? So listen to it.
Next you're going to be saying Bumbaleo or something.
I do like Bumbaleo.
That is a
good
tune.
I do like this. I haven't got it ready.
That is a good tune.
But that's the sort of thing I want to hear. Yeah.
Right, okay, this is not what I've gone for at all. I've tried to go for more like... So these are like new tracks. These are 2015 songs that you're going to be hearing... You're either going to be hearing everywhere this summer.
Right.
Or they're ones that you might not hear. Like there's one that I can't even find online. It's that obscure.
Okay.
That you might want to try and find and download and listen to. And I've kind of given you a suitable holiday for each song as well.
Okay.
Because I put that much effort in. Because
right, okay.
There's not much to do at Gatwick.
And unlike me, you actually care about the show.
Yeah, I actually care. I put some effort into this, Sam.
Sorry.
God, just sitting there with your beans and pizza. I haven't done anything, Lucy.
I've been here at FUBA like for 2 hours.
Yeah, and, I've been here for an hour.
And nothing was happening. Like it took me.
It's because you were making your Chicago Town pizza and cooking your beans.
They're 3 minutes in the microwave, right? And the beans should take also 3 minutes in the microwave.
True, yeah.
It took me about half an hour to cook that. It was
what?
Ridiculous.
Why?
I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I just am not
microwave
functioning
break.
Right. No, microwave's fine. It was just me. I was slow. Normally, there's two microwaves, okay? So beans in one, pizza in the other.
Yep.
For some reason, I didn't do that.
Well, luckily, one of us puts in some effort, and I've got my top 10 tracks of 2015 for this holidays this year.
Okay.
And I got a holiday for each one as well.
Okay, this sounds good. So it's like a countdown.
Yeah, countdown.
Do you want
to
some countdown type music?
I'd love some countdown music. What have you got for me?
I'll try this. Heard this before? It's the perfect countdown music. So we'll go with 10, please.
Number 10 is Giant Peach, a track by Wolf Alice. It's a kind of upbeat rock anthem. I'm thinking a holiday to maybe Iceland where you're going to drink a lot of beer.
Okay, well, it's not a summer holiday though, is it?
It's a holiday. You didn't say summer. It's not summer yet.
For God's sake. Next one.
Number 9. Marks to Prove It by the Maccabees. You might have heard this song already. This is
I think we'll play it later in the show.
We're going to play this later on. Everyone loves Maccabees. I'm getting a road trip vibe. I'm thinking friends, car packed full, driving down to Cornwall for sandy camping.
Right, okay, I like the sound of that.
Thank you.
Number 8.
And number 8, it is Stole the Show with Kygo or Kygo.
Kygo.
I always get it wrong, I've already read it. Featuring Parson James. I'm thinking walking around a city at night looking for a bar, maybe like Budapest or something kind of place. You know, looking for the next place to go before you go out clubbing. Great track if you haven't already heard it.
When you say walk around Budapest looking for the next bar, what kind of bar?
A bar like a quite cool, right, but not up its own arse.
Okay, right, yeah. Just checking.
Yeah, that kind of bar.
What number are we up to?
Number 7 is London, a new track by Benjamin Clementine. It's beautiful. This is much more chilled out, relaxed kind of music. I'm thinking chilling by like a lake or something. Maybe if you've gone to like Lake District or Scotland this year, your phone will have to be on airplane mode for this one. Very relaxing. Number 6 is Leanne Le Havis, which this track is called Unstoppable. I hadn't heard of her before, that's really bad.
What?
I know, awful, I haven't heard
not
of her.
Not my cup of tea, but I've heard of it. Leanne Le Havis,
she's huge, I don't know what's wrong with me. Cracking tune, and I listen to this a lot with a cocktail by a pool at sunset in Portugal. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting there with that one. Number 5, I love this song, I've emailed this to Sam to play it before, and he won't play it. It's Pedestrian at Best by Courtney Barnett. Do you know Courtney Barnett?
No idea who Courtney Barnett is.
Oh, I love her.
She does sound like the sort of person I went to school with, though.
Okay, she's amazing. She's kind of like sort of punky music, but really, really good. You'd probably recognise the song.
Right.
And she's.
Are we going to hear
it? It's quite. Well.
No, because it's number 4 or 5.
This is not only number 5. But I'm kind of thinking walking around like somewhere alternative and hipster and cool, like Berlin or something.
Yeah, okay.
And like you've just had like your chai latte or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to go see some art now. She's that kind of music.
Okay.
Do you want to hear number 4?
Yes, I do.
Number 4. Okay, this is Swim Deep with To My Brother. Probably heard of this one. This one's not as obscure as the others.
I know Swim Deep.
Yep. Okay, so this is To My Brother, and this is a cracking tune, and this is definitely a beach in Thailand, in your baggy trousers, with your hair in a messy bun.
Okay.
And, you know, jumping through a ring of fire kind of holiday.
And you're kind of kissing and people and saying,
moonlight, oh my God.
I love you to all these other backpackers that you've only just
have
met.
Have you been to Nam? I've been to Nam.
Oh, God. Right.
It's that kind of holiday.
Have you been on that sort of thing?
No, it's too expensive for me.
Good.
Number 3.
You strike me as somebody who knows those people, though.
Oh, yes. All of my friends.
See, I don't. I don't know any of those people.
Oh, literally everyone I know. I went to Cambodia and Thailand and then Vietnam. I went to the Killing Fields and it was really emotional.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 3, another kind of very Brighton thing, is Tame Impala with their new song, Let It Happen.
Okay.
Great track. Loving this one. And I'm thinking a suitable holiday in Brighton. Beach and clubbing in Brighton.
You live there. You can't go on holiday where you live.
I can't, but you lot can.
Well, you suggested I should go on holiday to London, didn't you?
Was
that the name of a track? London.
London. Benjamin Clementine. Right. But you can come visit me. Have a little holiday in Brighton.
Is that an offer?
Yeah. Okay. Looks like you need one.
Possibly,
you look knackered. Number 2. An anti-climax. Because we haven't got it. And you can't find it online anywhere. This is Break Me Free by Mad Satter.
How have you discovered a track you can't even find online?
My
Everything is online.
My friend sent it to me and said you'd like this. And I think it was online somewhere.
Oh, it must have been, mustn't it?
And basically, it could go with any holiday. And I've tried to pick one that's similar, but a bit less... Well, less obscure and a bit more mainstream palatable for my number one. So this is for any holiday you're going on this summer. Download this track. I hope it becomes big, because I think it's a cracking tune. And hopefully, Sam will have been lovely and got it for me. For number one, it is Can't Keep Checking My Phone by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, who are an American and New Zealand rock band, and this is one of their latest tracks. And it's absolutely amazing. I love it any holiday, whether it's hot, cold, friends, family, whatever, have this ready for the headphones or the speakers with your mates. This is a cracking tune.
It just works.
It's mental.
Moment, it sounds like some kind of French film.
It's a bit weird, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's a bit of a me kind of song.
Right.
It's not like dance or anything, but it's cool.
Right, we'll play this out. I had my Michelle Taylor. You can have your Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Name may sound like typos, but I love it. Well done, Lucy.
Thank you. Bit of a slow burner at the
yes.
start, but like we just had, I mean, it's a bit mental at the end.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bit of crazy cello, but like we just had it on in the background then, and I was getting the vibe that maybe it was a bit like, oh yeah, it's all right. But then after a while, when it's going on, you're like, oh no, wait, this is
dancing.
Great. And I like that it's not too heavy, because this is my thing with holiday music. You don't want it to be like a lot of the dance stuff we play on this show. Like, I love it, but I don't want that for holiday.
Okay.
I want a holiday track, unless I'm like, it's literally the evening and we're getting ready to go out clubbing or something. Which, I mean, the holidays are gone now, apparently don't do that sort of thing.
All before your time.
Oh, I need to go on a clubbing holiday. I think I might get a group of the girls and go to Malaga again.
Do that.
Relive my youth of Malaga.
Gotta do it.
I used to get told I'm old before my time, but now I think I've gone the other way.
I don't think you're old before your time. I think you're just right, age-wise. I think I'm old before my time. I think it's a bad thing.
No, it's not. Well, this holiday suggests old before your time.
Yeah.
But that's just who you went with.
But it was great. It was really, really lovely.
Those that you were there with will probably say you are just like a normal 21-year-old. They probably thought you seemed very, very young.
Do you think?
I mean, they
maybe
even commented on it, didn't they?
Yeah, well, most of them I met at the wedding. Remember we talked about the wedding that I went to?
Right, anybody that you meet at a wedding.
That Ben was best manning for that one ages ago.
You are old. That is seriously
so
old.
Because I met them all at the wedding and I was acting like a 21-year-old then.
Yeah. Were you on the children's table?
No, thankfully, but okay. I felt like I was close to being put there.
Yeah.
I just got smashed. It was great.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Bold move for me. I wouldn't have got smashed at a wedding.
Yeah, I got really drunk. So I thought for this holiday I'll try and be more mature and sensible.
Did it happen? You maintained
that?
Yeah,
I was, which is why now I'm saving up some money. And girls, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking to. Can we go to Malaga or something,
sounds good
please?
To me.
Yeah, you coming, Sam?
Yeah.
You'll go with me and my girls?
Yeah.
Rent a villa, go to Malaga.
Yeah, we'll
go
have some nights
out. Fuengirola.
Okay, right. Fuengirola, I've not been to, right? But from what I've heard, that is right up my street.
It is too much fun. It is good fun. Yeah. Come with us. Why don't you get your mates to go?
Well, there's no way that I'd be able to persuade my mate Daniel to go to Fuengirola, is there?
Or maybe not Daniel, maybe the others.
Yeah, I'd have to, the less cool ones.
People more into going to like Zante or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Magaluf.
But my chav friends, is what you're saying?
No.
Get your chavs together.
Because I don't use that word.
Why do you not use that word?
Chav?
Yeah.
Because normally it's used as a derogatory term for people of a certain class. Normally.
Well, no, but I've just called myself a chav, that's okay, isn't it?
I don't know. I want to go there. Does that make me a chav?
I mean, you got an inner chav. I think that's what it means.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it.
I have an inner chav.
There's nothing wrong with it.
So you're thinking, I've just done my, like, classy, grown-up Lucy holiday.
Yeah. But you're fighting it. You're fighting your inner chav.
Yeah.
Well, those people we've talked about. Before that last record, we talked about those people who, you know, go to Thailand, probably paid by daddy.
A connecting flight to Laos.
Yeah, right.
It's not Laos, it's Lao. The locals call it Lao.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So you know those people.
Yes.
Now, don't tell me you wouldn't rather go on a holiday with a chav than those types. That's why I don't see chav as a derogatory term at all.
I just want to say
it just means you're British.
I'm not condoning the use of the word chav here, but that was funny.
Do you not like chav? I'll stop it. Is it a bit like swearing for you?
I'll give you a book called Chav and you can read it by, what's his name? Owen Jones?
Okay.
Can't remember. Yeah. But no, I would rather...
But I'm not using it in that way.
Well, this is the thing. I would like to go to, like, Thailand and Cambodia and all those kind of places.
But it attracts those other people that we don't like.
But all the people that go there in general...
Are idiots!
No, not... Because I have loads of friends that have gone there and are lovely.
Right, okay.
But the problem with it is, I'm sure I just have this idea that when you get there, it might be a bit, I don't know, just loads of... I don't know, it's loads of English people pretending they're not English, if that makes any sense.
Get dreadlocks and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And like you have to like not wash your hair and tighten a top knot. Like people that study international development, my subject.
Okay.
Same kind of people. I'm just disowning everybody I know now.
Well, it's okay. I've already offended loads of people.
Literally, all our friends hate us now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like all those kind of holidays. I mean, I went to South Africa last year, which is probably a bit
That's quite yaw, isn't it?
I went to South Africa, although I did just go with my dad.
Okay.
And like,
oh, so daddy paid for you to go to South Africa?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, see, there you are.
Yeah, no,
you're one of them!
I am, which is why I want to fight it and go to Malaga again.
That's it.
Because I used to be so much more fun.
But where would you have more fun?
Malaga!
Exactly.
Because when I went, you know, finished sick form, went on holiday then, that was amazing.
Literally, I have no culture inside me whatsoever.
No, you don't.
I just have nothing. When I used to go on holiday with mum and dad, we would go package holiday to Mallorca.
Nice.
And we wouldn't be going into, like, the caves. Because there is that in Mallorca.
Yeah, I've been. It's lovely. Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
No.
Why? There's karaoke bar down there. There's a Linacres. Why would I go to see stalactites and stalagmites when there's a Linacres that's got Sky Sports News on?
This is the thing. Normally, and I have done in the past, I berate you for that and be like, what's the point in going away and spending all the money then? But I'm so in the mood for that kind of holiday.
Right. Are you British?
I'm in a really British mood.
Yeah.
I really just want to go and go clubbing and there are like, I'm not reps and stuff. I feel like that kind of holiday.
That's
I want someone
need.
To try and persuade me to go on a boat party that's 24 hours long and stuff. I want to do that kind of thing.
Good for you.
But I don't think I've, all my friends...
How would Ben feel about that?
This is the thing. Maybe this is why. Because Ben is so intelligent and cultured.
Is he? He's not a boat party kind of guy, is he?
No. He's not.
Do you reckon he's ever done a boat party?
I would be shocked.
Okay.
I would be very shocked if he's not a boat party kind of guy.
You know those people who go to go to Thailand?
Yeah.
Do you think that they look at me and go, he looks like a boat party type, I hate him?
Probably.
Right.
Probably. And this is the thing, all of my mates would hear this and be like, what, you're so not that kind of person? Because they don't know what I was like before uni, you know, doing shots off bartenders and stuff.
Oh my God, Luce, you're worse than me.
Wild.
I've never did anything like that.
Oh, did you not?
If you're going to go,
do it right.
No, I'm one of those people. I get onto a boat party, but I'm not like one of those that is putting themselves up for the games and stuff. I'm not doing that. I just stand at the back.
Okay, which I probably would be now.
Right, okay.
I was 18, so an idiot. And I'm still an idiot, but slightly less so. But all my friends now would be like, what the hell? You're so not like, you know, going for that kind of holiday. You're much more the kind of boho pants in Cambodia kind of
person. What's boho pants? Is that a club?
Yeah, it's a club. It's a shishi club.
Is it?
Yeah. No. Like the big baggy pants.
Boho
like,
pants.
Boho.
Boho pants.
Like kind of big baggy. Like,
it's a brand?
Like Aladdin pants.
Right, okay, I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's what they all come back wearing, don't they?
Yeah.
They think it's still acceptable to dress like that, but here.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, and I've seen them.
All that kind of stuff. Which sounds really cool, and now all my friends are going to hate me, because literally everyone I know has done that holiday.
That's not a holiday.
I feel really bad.
It's not a real holiday.
It's just because I'm jealous, guys. It's just because I'm really jealous of all of you. Yeah, I'm so not. I want to go to Malaga.
Yeah, much better.
Should we go?
Let's book it.
And we can play that song.
Which song?
Oi.
See, I'm trying to look. I'm looking now at the, because we've probably played a song. So you've got a game you want to play, aren't?
Oh, I have got a holiday-based game.
So I think we do that after the next record. But I'm just looking what's there and thinking, what is the most holiday-like of the songs I've got at my disposal?
Right.
Okay. I'd go with this one, I think.
Nice.
You know this one?
Yeah.
It's David Zowie. It's called House Every Weekend. I'm one of those annoying people that still plays the same song on the Sunday morning that I was pre-drinking to on the Saturday night.
Oh, that is annoying.
When it comes to house every weekend. When it comes to house every weekend. House every weekend. House every weekend. I love you. There's no need to fake it. But staying in the house every weekend, I just can't take it. I work hard, and if I don't let myself go, let myself go, let myself go, I just made it. When it comes to house every weekend, house.
David Zowie. Track's called House Every Weekend. Like that one, Luce?
That was cracking. That's the kind of holiday I want.
Yeah, I believe you can get that next month. So I think it's about the 14th of June, 2 weeks today, perhaps.
Which is the day I get my dissertation results.
I've got my dissertation result.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Very quick, very quickly turned around.
Oh, are we happy?
Relatively. Right, can I be completely honest with you?
Shoot.
I wish I got slightly lower.
Oh, are you just off the higher grade overall for your degree?
Basically, I'm awful at writing. Yeah. Okay, so in my practical work,
yeah,
I've got a first, okay?
Well done.
That's all right, yeah.
And as you can tell by this amazing show.
Well, no, not really, yes. Don't really work like that. And my degree, basically, anybody could get, right. Well, I don't mean that because I just feel like when I speak to somebody who goes to a proper uni and right. did a proper course, uh-huh. and I'm like, oh, I got a first, and they say they got 2-1, I do feel very sorry for them because I just think I can put a first on my CV when you're 10 times cleverer than I am,
okay.
and I've done put so much more work in.
I see what you're getting at, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So I've ended up with a first in my practical, but I thought as long as I get a first in that, that'll outweigh the fact that I'll get like 40% on my written work because uh-huh. I am illiterate, okay?
Okay.
But then I got 65, which means I think I've got like 70 or just 71 on practical, 65. So I'll probably end up just outside of first.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah. That is annoying.
Very frustrating.
But still, great grades.
I'll do.
Very yeah. great grades.
Quite happy.
Yeah.
It's quite weird though. No.
Finished.
Actually done, yeah.
Oh, God, because when do you graduate?
Right, this is the thing. I don't want to go.
Do you not? You want to hang on to your youth?
No, right. Have we talked about this before?
Don't think so.
Okay, because this is a sort of topic that I do think would come up on our show. But basically, why do you want to grad? Why would anyone want to go and have to pay to get up in front of perhaps 1,000 people and dress like a right knobhead? And tickets for it. I've got to rent that knobhead outfit as well.
It is expensive. It's ridiculously expensive. Right, and do you get a limit of how many people you can bring?
I think my mum and dad and my brother are coming, but I haven't bought tickets yet because I'm putting it off. I'm hoping they'll sell out.
Okay, because we're only allowed 2.
Okay, so
you can apply for more if you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think I'd just take who I want as long as I pay for a ticket. I think. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it does seem a bit. I guess it's just so you can have a photo of yourself in the cap, really, isn't it?
Right, why do you want a photo of yourself looking like that?
I don't know. Prove you, did, like, got a degree.
No.
It's less impressive nowadays, isn't it?
Do you know what? The other week we talked about the fact that I dislike shirt and tie and all that. I just want to wear
casual. Yeah.
Casual, all the time.
Yeah.
So why would I want a picture in something that is so kind of out there, like a suit? Actually looks quite good,
mm-hmm.
right? But why? So I could see why people put on a suit and have a picture in a suit at a wedding, say.
That makes sense.
But
yeah.
then putting on a oversized dress that looks like you'd be sweating your bag off in uh-huh. it, why would you want a picture in that?
Tradition?
Holding a piece of paper?
To prove that you're smart or something?
No, it's on my CV now. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Because I feel you're kind of taking the magic out of graduating. I'm quite excited.
No, but the only thing a degree matters, the only reason you'd get a degree, right?
Unless you want to go into academia, is to get a job.
It's to get a job, exactly. Yeah. So the yeah. only place that kind of information about you that you got a degree needs to go is your CV. Not on Facebook,
right.
not
yeah.
in a photo frame. Like, there's no need.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really taking the magic out of it.
No, I'm just being logical.
God.
This is... complete. Does this not make sense to you?
It does, but I'm quite looking forward to graduation. It'll be, you know, nice.
Right.
My friends
Think
there,
of it.
My family, and we'll all put on the hats and all fun.
Right, so your housemates,
yeah,
graduating the same time?
Oh, actually, that's the point. Yeah, they're not. Okay. So they do different courses.
Oh, right, okay. So you don't really get on with your course mates, you were telling me?
Yeah, so it'll just be me and my one friend still.
Right, but then you've got to introduce your mum and dad to your friend's mum and dad.
Oh, that's a good point.
They could be very different people.
That would be fun.
That's going to be awkward as hell.
Yeah.
Why do I want to start introducing my
parents
to
people? Why are you telling
me
this? I've already bought my tickets. I've already spent loads of money.
When is it, your graduation?
July the 14th.
See, mine's a... Is that a...
Monday
day of the week?
Or something.
Yeah. See, I think mine's the same day.
Stupid.
Which is weird, but... And I'm putting off buying tickets. I should have bought them about a month ago.
I've bought mine. I've got my graduation ball next week.
What's that?
Oh.
I don't do anything like... What's a graduation ball?
It's something that people have just organised because I think people were jealous that we didn't have one and other unis did. So it's just a big...
Like a prom?
They've got the Grand in Brighton and like they're setting up a load of casino games and loads of booze and finger food.
Okay, this sounds good.
But it's on the night of my first day of my new job. Like the first night. So I'll go to work, rush home. Everyone else have been getting ready all day.
Yeah, they'll be looking
chuck
nice.
Chuck a dress on, I'll look a mess.
No, for God's sake.
And I'll have to leave early and not drink because I'll have work the next day.
Or you could stay till the end and drink and just, you know, deal with the consequences.
What, the second day of work, come in hangover?
Yeah, that's not a good start, is it?
That's a pretty bad start.
Have I told you about what I did when I started my new job?
What?
On the second week,
Well,
my alarm didn't go off.
Oh, no.
Which, right, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice mistake.
No matter who you are, chances are if your alarm doesn't go off, you don't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think most people are like that.
Yeah,
like, you need
you're one
an alarm.
Of those weird people that just sort of wake up like clockwork. I have to have an alarm. I would sleep all day if my alarm
exactly.
didn't go off.
You just would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And of course, going from being a student who maybe just works weekends to having to get up at 6:30 on a Monday morning, like, it doesn't really... It's not that easy. It is difficult.
I'm not looking forward to it.
So, in my second week of work, I oversleep by an hour. I wake up, see my clock, it's 9:15. That's normally the time I get into work, like literally walk through the door.
Oh my God.
I haven't showered or anything, obviously, because I'm in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, although I'm, technically, I'm not late yet.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that I'm going to be on time. So I've got to email my boss and be like, oh God, I know it may seem weird that I'm telling you I'm late before 9:00. But there is no way I'm going to get in on time.
Yeah.
This has happened. And he was like, oh, yeah, it happens. It's fine. But saying I overslept because my alarm didn't go off is just about the lamest excuse possible, isn't it?
It sounds pathetic, even though it's the most likely thing that would
happen. Yeah, it could happen to anybody, but you just don't want to be the person to say it.
Yeah. You want a good excuse.
So is it, I don't know which is worse, going in hungover or being late because your alarm didn't go hungover. That's
a... Hungover's much worse.
Okay, good. Because
that's preemptive, isn't it? Like, you've planned that.
That's true, yeah.
Because alarm, accident, I feel bad, one off, we'll let you have your one.
Yeah.
But if you come with a hangover, that's like, you've been planning for this.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice
again.
Set
a precedent on your second day is no good.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Since then, though, this is why I'm an emotional wreck at the moment and nobody knows what might happen to me, is because since that incident, which happened over 2 weeks ago now, 2 weeks into my new job, I think it happened second week, I haven't been able to sleep properly.
Aww.
Because...
You do look tired.
Do I?
You do look quite tired.
I hate when people tell me that.
Sorry.
Because I just think I must look awful.
Well, you're talking about not being able to sleep.
Yeah, I know, but you already said you look rough earlier on in the show.
Oh, that's harsh. You don't look rough.
There was another presenter on this station, right, on a Monday morning, just went, bloody hell, are you okay? Like, you look rough.
Oh. Maybe, instead of taking it as an insult, take it as a sign that you need to slow down, Sam.
I think the week you said that, it was the Monday that my dissertation was due on a Thursday.
Oh, well, if your dissertation's in, everyone's ill
and I was still
then.
Coming to work.
I had my, like, eyes and stuff then, didn't I? And when I had that eye you never saw the eye infection.
No, you sent me a picture, actually.
That was bad.
Of a pirate, yeah.
Of a pirate. No, it was me with an eye patch on.
Yeah, why? If you're going to wear an eye patch,
yeah.
Why was it white?
It wasn't white, it was black.
Was it black?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I think you might as well go full pirate.
Oh, no, it was black. Because they offered me, there was like all these different coloured ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, obviously I'll have the black one. Like,
it's the only colour you can do.
And all the others look ridiculous.
Exactly, whereas you go for pirate chic.
And black goes with everything.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at the moment. And I'm going to try and get a sleep expert
really
on at some point.
Because, like, you've been... Oh, are you actually the sleep expert?
Well, yeah, somebody tell me what the hell's going on. Because I wake up every single hour to look at the clock.
That's horrendous. Well, how about next week we call a sleep expert?
Sounds good to me.
Let's do that. I feel really bad because you've not been able to sleep and I've just been banging on about holidays and my tan. And
that's all
right. Oh,
I had quite an early night, maybe Friday. So I was in bed for 10.
Right.
Knowing I had to get up. But because I'm doing this thing of, like, waking up every hour...
Yeah.
Normally, on a weekday, when I go to bed at 11:30, it's like 3:00, 4:00, 5:00, 6:00. That's when I wake up.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
But because I went to bed so early, 12:00, 1:00, 2:00, I was waking up then. These are people aren't even
Sam,
in bed yet.
Is weird.
It's awful. I can't
exercise.
Do you think that's what I need?
Tire yourself out.
It's not that I'm not tired.
Well,
I'm knackered.
That's what they advise you to do, isn't it? To, like, before you go to bed, do loads of exercise
Right.
Don't eat late or anything. Don't go on your phone or your iPad.
Okay.
Because the blue light, that's been scientifically proven, the blue light keeps you up.
Right.
Stay away from that. Do loads of exercise. Have a nice bath or shower or something. And get into bed and read.
Okay, that's the best thing.
It's the best thing.
But the tiredness isn't a problem, Lucy. It's not like I've got insomnia. I am knackered.
But you need to, like, exhaust your body as well, maybe.
But if I do that, right, say I exhaust my body and I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Then I'll sleep in again. And that's the root of this problem, isn't it?
Well, get a proper alarm, like a ding-ding, rather than on your phone, like an actual bell alarm, and put it on the other side of the room, then you have to get up and turn it off.
I have two alarms. Mm. I've got my phone alarm, and I've got, like, it's like an old-school FM radio.
Nice.
That I get the choice. I can have it on alarm setting, which is horrendous, or I can wake up to a radio station.
Uh-huh. And that didn't wake you up?
No, see, that's what failed. No, it's not that I slept through an alarm. The alarm just didn't go off for that day.
Both alarms failed.
Well, at that time, I wasn't set my phone alarm.
Well, there you are.
Now I'm a two-alarm person.
So you don't need to worry about it. Exhaust yourself. Read. Reading is the best thing because blue light keeps you up. So you just, if you have a book, and do you read a lot?
No.
Well, exactly. So that will tire
Online,
you even quicker.
I read.
Well, then no, don't do that. You need a book. Kindle's all right because it hasn't got blue light.
Okay.
So read your book and then when you feel like you can't stay awake anymore, go to sleep. And if that doesn't work, yeah, you're screwed. We need to call someone.
Yeah, it's no good. I'm absolutely knackered.
Oh, poor little lamb.
I know.
Good.
Talking about it's not making any better though, is it?
No.
Not at all. Have you got this game? Are we going to play this game soon?
Well, I did try and do a nice little segue back into talking about holidays, but you just keep banging on about your blooming alarms.
Sorry, you did do that. Yeah, that also would have been a really... You look really angry as well. You're quite proud of yourself that you brought it back to holidays. And I was like, no, hear me out.
No, Lisa, I really can't sleep.
Well, do you remember when you came into Fubar Towers, and this was off air, you went, Sam, how are you? And I went, yeah, okay. And I went, no, do you know what, Lisa, I'm not. And then I spoke at you for about half an hour about everything that's wrong with
lovely.
Me.
That's lovely. I mean,
some
I'm
of it
cool
they can't go
that.
To air.
If we're off air... Totally cool with that. We, you know, I'm happy to be your little agony aunt.
But we didn't touch on the fact I can't sleep, did we then?
You told me that you wanted to talk about it on air.
Okay, right,
I thought there'd be more to it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, no, because I thought that you would be able to offer a little bit of advice.
Well, I did give you some advice.
You're saying run.
Yeah, exercise. Tire yourself out properly.
I don't know if that...
Go to bed a bit earlier, for starters. If you're going to bed at 12, that's too late.
Is it?
If you're getting up at... What time do you get up? For what?
6:45.
Right, you need to go to bed earlier.
Okay.
For starters.
No, but do you go to bed early? Because I feel like people preach about going to bed early, but they don't.
If I've got work early the next day, like when I used to clean.
Okay.
If I wasn't going out clubbing, then yeah.
See, so, I've always thought I'm quite an early... I do go to bed early.
Yeah.
But it's getting later and later.
Go for a run, have a hot bath, and then read a good book.
All right. Magazines?
Magazine. That's also fine.
Match magazine?
That's absolutely fine, as long as there's no blue light behind it. Right. If that doesn't work, we will call someone and maybe they can give you some sleeping pills.
The only thing about reading, right?
Right.
Is sometimes I do think, there isn't enough hours in the day?
Oh, you think it's a waste of time?
A little bit. Because...
Do you think TV's a waste of time?
Well, not if it's something like Peter Kay's Car Share.
Well, there we are. And if it's a good book, it's not a waste of time, is it?
I see.
Yeah, but you can't come back at that. It's true.
The only thing is, and this is probably a bad habit, is maybe the half an hour before I go to bed.
Yeah.
And that kind of 5 minutes while you're reluctant to get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's when I do emails.
Right. I was about to say, I bet you do that because I do that. And that's the only thing that stops me from sleeping. And if I'm struggling to sleep, I will stop going on my iPad and my phone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that keeps you up. You like, I don't know, because like whether it's Facebook or BuzzFeed or like emails, I often...
Well, that's different between me and you. I'm on email, you're going on BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed!
Yeah. But you like IMing people?
How long would I survive the Hunger Games?
That's somewhat on BuzzFeed now.
Oh, it's all those quizzes. BuzzFeed's just full of quizzes.
I thought it was lists.
And it's all those.
I thought that's what it's known for, BuzzFeed.
And quizzes!
Right, so on the quiz, how long would I last on the Hunger Games?
You'd be screwed.
Get it up now. We're going to do it now. With me.
I can't believe we're doing this on air.
I like it.
Those, yeah. They've got literally hundreds of these quizzes. They have like a new 50 of them every day.
I'm trying to think. We should probably have a bed for this, otherwise it's going to get a little bit dry.
I think I survived the Hunger Games, it said, to the bitter end. So that's quite impressive.
You said, it said that you
said
would go
I
all the way
I survived to the
through.
Bitter end. I think it's because it said something quite mean about me. It said that I was a vicious, heartless person, which is quite accurate.
Right.
BuzzFeed, How Long Would I Survive the Hunger Game? You're listening to the sound of somebody Googling something.
Yeah, and do you know what was worse?
Yeah.
Normally, when one of us is like typing away, the other one covers.
We both did it.
There must have been dead air, mustn't there?
We are tired.
Because we didn't think about it. We just stopped thinking about
it. I flew back yesterday, so I'm still pretty knackered.
Yeah, you've got an excuse.
Yeah, you don't.
I know.
Right, how long would you survive the Hunger Games? So
I've never seen this film, by the way.
Oh my God, what do you do in your spare time? You don't read...
Emails.
Yeah.
That's all. That's spare time, that's it.
Hobbies, emails.
Yeah. I'm right. So behind on emails as well, it's stressing me out.
Okay. Right, so this is it. Right, I'm going to list a load of things. Oh God. Okay, right, I list a load of skills.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to work on radio?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're going to make it work.
Long. It's quite long, so I'll... Okay, right.
I love Jennifer Lawrence, by the way. I'm going to channel Jennifer.
Okay, channel her.
Yeah.
Are you feeling her?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a load of things, and you have to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
You consider yourself to be a badass?
Nah. Can I be honest? I don't. I think the best way is I'm simply honest, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would never describe myself as a badass.
You're fairly athletic.
Used to be, is that an option?
No, it's yes or no.
I mean...
No, you're a teenager. No.
Well, yeah, mentally.
You could pass as a teenager. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. That's nice of you, Liz.
Your mind is a weapon.
Yes, it's very dangerous, my head, honestly. That's why I get myself in states like this.
I like fresh air.
Yes, love fresh air.
And sunlight.
Like sunlight, yeah.
You're not scared of creepy crawlies.
Depends what it is.
That's a yes. You don't mind camping?
Yeah, I don't mind camping.
You can cook for yourself? No.
I can. I can cook for myself.
You always eat baked beans and pizza. There isn't any of that in the Hunger Games, Sam.
Yeah, but that's because I've only got a microwave at my disposal.
Right. You can forage for food.
But like...
You can start a fire.
I can't start a fire, no.
You're good with directions?
Yes, definitely. I love a motorway.
You are good at forming friendships.
What do you think? I think that's better.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You make really good first impressions.
Don't know, that's better come from someone else again, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think I'm my first impressions kind of person.
I found you quite intimidating when I first met you.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, this is the thing, because you're so not.
Yeah.
Like, really, you're completely not at all.
I would say I'm very different on first impression because I get very shy when I meet new people. Like, if it was up to me...
I think that was it. I thought maybe you were a bit, like, closed off and we were what's she doing here? But actually, I think you were just being a bit quiet.
I was talking to my friends about this the other day. If it was up to me, I think I would get to a point where I don't need to meet any more people in life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I would say
you've reached your quota of friends. Like, there's only so many you need.
I think other people have talked about this as well. I don't feel the first to say this, but I honestly, I've got a mum, I've got a dad, got my brothers, sisters, grandma, got friends. I've got people that I work with that I quite like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I need any more people in my life. I think that's it now. It's enough.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because it's just awkward.
I mean, maybe
awkward.
I should get rid of I'm good at making friends that I ticked so quickly.
Yeah, okay. Once you get to know me, I'd say I'm relatively friendly, but I hate meeting new people just because I go all shy.
Right. Do you have a useful skill?
Oh, God. I guess, seeing as I'm on the radio, the natural thing would be to say talking.
That
However,
might be useful, winning people around. And also, you don't freeze up when you're afraid. I can tick that off.
Do I not?
It doesn't bother you when it's cold.
No, it doesn't bother me.
Or when it's hot.
Doesn't bother me.
You have a high tolerance for pain?
No.
No, okay. You're not scared at sight of blood?
No, not scared of blood.
Cool, good. If you skip a meal, it's not the end of the world.
Say again?
If you skip a meal, does it bother you?
No.
Doesn't bother you? Great. You're capable of operating on very little sleep.
Oh, see, some people would say that yes, I am, because I've gone 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks now.
I think you are. I think you're better than most people.
Yeah, thank you. However,
you're not
hitting
a
wall.
Eater.
Not a picky eater. I eat anything.
Okay, not afraid of animals.
Depends what animal.
Okay, you're good looking.
I don't know. How'd you answer that?
Look at your little smile.
I don't know.
Literally, he looked. I said, you're good looking, and he literally looked away. Then looked back at me and smiled and went, I don't know. That was amazing.
I know, but that can't come from yourself.
As if you're prepared.
I was expecting you to go, yeah, go on, you're actually
you
right.
Yeah, I've ticked it.
Thank you.
You're the life of the Capital Party.
Definitely not.
Really?
I'm never life of a party, can you imagine?
Really? Oh, yeah, I totally can.
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm the annoying one.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask my friends, the incident last night.
Okay, so the last one, yeah, you think your body is ready for the Hunger Games?
No. I've talked about this before. I would not be taking my top off.
So?
I'm not ready for the Hunger Games, I admit that.
You've got 24 out of 50.
Right, that's below average, isn't it?
Which means you got halfway through. You're scrappy and a bit of a fighter, but you're definitely not the big bad bully on the block. You right. definitely would hold your own in the arena, but would you win? Probably not.
So I'd be like an extra, effectively.
And they gave you a character. They gave you Rue.
Do you know Rue?
Which you won't know what that means.
No.
She's the, like, she's a 12-year-old girl.
There you are. I'm quite glad that I'm... I mean, that... do you know,
she's the youngest one, innit? She's the little sweet girl that, like, makes flower necklaces.
Halfway through
stuff.
That, I thought, this isn't going to end well. Because I don't know why I thought I would ever be cut out for the Hunger Games.
I got Katniss at...
No, in your God's face. Sake. Right, we'll play another record and then we'll finally have the game.
Stupid game.
It's not a stupid game, it's a really nice idea.
It's a great game, thank you.
Do you want to play Fleetwood Mac, but all new? Is that right?
Oh, I love this one, yeah.
Remixed by Gegamesh. Is mm-hmm. that how you say it?
Isn't it Gegamesh?
Gegamesh.
Gegamesh.
Gegamesh. The Gegamesh edit of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Yeah, it's cracking. Enjoy. This is a good holiday one.
You know, normally I'm all like, I only play new music.
Yeah.
Like I don't listen to anything.
You don't let me play anything
once it's on sale.
Apart That's from a occasional naughty naughty stream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Absolutely got to play some heart Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, so you should love this then.
Well, Fleetwood Mac dancey.
Yeah.
This is right up my street.
Good.
Giga Mesh on the edit of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Sometimes you say don't touch classics, but I think Giga Mesh can be forgiven.
That worked.
A treat.
Completely worked.
Very nice. Out holiday one.
Holiday one.
But didn't make the top 10.
Didn't make the top 10 because I was bringing different stuff and I knew that you'd already popped that in. So I was like, yeah, why not?
There isn't a track we'll play in a bit actually that featured in your top 10.
Uh-huh.
The Kygo record. I thought we could give that
That's
a whole
one.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Good track. And if we play that, that does mean that mm-hmm. we're not going to play New Disclosure and we're not going to play New Major Lazer.
Oh, really?
Would you rather New Disclosure or New Major Lazer?
No, let's play Kygo.
You sure?
And then we can play the other two next week, maybe?
Yeah, but they're not that new then.
They are a week, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Oh, this is hard. Can,
it is difficult, this. If you had to pick right now, if I said you can have New Major Lazer featuring Ellie Goulding.
Yep.
Or you can have New Disclosure featuring Gregory Porter.
Oh, I'd pick that one, Disclosure.
Would you? Okay.
Yep.
We'll try and fit both Kygo and Disclosure in then.
Try and squeeze them in.
Can we finally play this game?
Let's give it a go. Why not?
Okay. Do we need some kind of bed?
I definitely want a bed.
Like a can it be like a musical bed or does it need to be a cheesy, awful game show bed?
I think musical bed. I mean, we could crack one of those songs in.
Okay,
quietly.
So should we go just the one we normally play? This, I mean, it's Disciples record, but I just like it.
Let's hear it.
Makes me feel like I'm doing that late night radio on like a proper music station.
Oh, does it? Oh, does it make me feel proper?
Yeah, a little bit.
I quite like
they
it.
Certainly won't talk about the things we talk about. On
no, why would they?
They'd just be banging on about what party they went to, which DJ they're hanging out with, and the New Disclosure record, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about anything that cool.
No,
I'm going to talk about Thomas Cook complaints.
Okay, right,
yay.
I like the sound of this. I had my own problems with Thomas Cook.
Oh, of course you did.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Wait, EJ, was it Thompson or Thomas Cook?
I think it's Thomas Cook I got this from, but I don't know who you went with.
My flight got delayed, didn't I? I missed the England game. Have I told you about this?
Oh, that's annoying.
I had to watch the England game, England v Italy.
Yeah.
Which I think we ended up losing, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was when Balotelli was good.
Right.
Remember that Liverpool fight? Anyway, I was in an Egyptian airport for that game.
Yeah.
And we all crowded round, like, me and the other English people with the Egyptian people who work at the airport. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like one of those old TVs. Tiny little thing. It was just all a bit intense. And then we had to get on the plane. And so I missed the end of the game. But before, because we were stuck on the plane for about half an hour, I was able to get... my dad texted me the final score. Yeah, I had to miss the last half an hour. Does that make sense?
Great story, Sam. Can I play the game now?
Oh, sorry, I keep doing this. I told
you
I'm tired.
You need to go to sleep.
Desperately.
You really need some rest.
Sorry.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
Thanks. Are you ready to play this game?
Yes. Ah. Am I scoring or are you?
You're scoring because you've got paper.
Okay, I won't cheat, I promise.
Right. So a recent survey from Thomas Cook and
ABTA. I like the way this sounds.
Yep. Has compiled 20 of the most ridiculous complaints made to them by holidaymakers.
Right.
Okay? British holidaymakers have made these complaints. And I've picked some.
Yeah.
And I've added in some fake ones.
Okay, so these are, you've made them up.
I've made some up, and okay. And some, they're either made up by me or they're legit complaints from British holidaygoers
right,
to Thomas Cook.
Well, I only think I know you quite well, so I think I'll be able to pick these out.
Okay, well, let's try with number one then. Number one. I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local store does not sell proper biscuits like custard creams or ginger nuts.
Is that
Is that can real,
I be, can I
or
be,
have I made that up?
Can I be completely honest with you?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like the sort of complaint you might make.
Right.
So therefore, I'm going to say you made that up.
Are you saying I eat a lot of biscuits?
No, I'm saying you look like you're a biscuit connoisseur.
Are you saying I'm fat?
Is that what I'm not saying?
You calling me fat?
All I'm saying is I like a biscuit.
You look like a biscuit connoisseur. Is that just a nicer way of calling me overweight? Sure, I ate a lot on holiday, Sam. Yeah, I had a lot of Portuguese crisps. But I think that is harsh to call me out as fat on air.
I didn't call... That's
I mean,
not what
sure,
I'm saying.
I was drinking full fat Coke. Yeah, okay.
I really don't
and
think
I had
it's...
Those, I had some BNs because I was abroad. I'd had a lot of Milka.
So when I say to you...
You're calling me fat.
When I say to you, you look like a...
I can't believe this.
Like you like a biscuit. The first thing you think is that it must be that you...
You look like a biscuit connoisseur.
That's not offensive. What is offensive about that?
Saying I'm fat. You look like you eat a right, load of biscuits. What else about my appearance would make you think I eat a lot of biscuits other than my weight?
The floaty dress.
What?
The floaty dress.
Is it because I read a lot and like wear floaty dresses? You assume I must sit and drink tea and eat biscuits all day.
Exactly right.
Oh, damn, I don't know what's worse. I think I'd rather be called fat.
See,
right, I need to go to Malaga. I need to sort my image out.
That's the only reason. It's the floaty, like pretty floaty dresses that makes me just think she just loves drinking tea.
Tea and biscuits.
And if you like drinking tea, you must like biscuits.
Right.
Because after a while, tea gets boring on its own.
I need to go to Malaga. I want to look like the kind of person that looks like she likes pizza and beans and Fanta lemon.
That won't make me like you anymore. Because then you become too similar to me.
This is true.
That's not good at all. No, it's a compliment. I love the pretty floaty dresses.
So, I mean, I do like biscuits a lot.
Thank you. I would never dream of calling anybody fat, except male close friends.
Right. I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local store does not sell proper biscuits like custard creams or ginger nuts.
I'm so sorry.
Is that a legit Thomas Cook
no,
complaint?
No, you made that up.
No, it's a legit complaint.
But was it from you? Because that's what
we... No. Oh, yeah, I sent that into Thomas Cook.
Is that who you went with this time, Thomas Cook?
No.
Okay.
Right.
Next one. I've got no points.
Your brochure advertised horse riding, but only ponies were available.
Right, okay. To me, that would be a very valid... well, if I was looking for a brochure and I saw kids on horses,
yeah,
that would make me think I also can get on a horse, but I probably would be too big for a pony.
Yeah.
So that is a completely legit...
14.3 cob. That'd be fine.
What does that mean? What's 14.3 cob?
14.3 is the height. A cob is a type of horse.
Okay.
You'd be fine on that.
So, and that's a pony?
That's a pony.
I'd be okay on that.
14.3 cob pony, you'd be okay. Fine.
All right, and in that case, I'll go made up.
Yeah, obviously, no. Yeah,
because you know too much about horses.
Yeah, okay, fine. A woman threatened to call police after claiming that she'd been locked in by staff, when in fact she had mistaken the Do Not Disturb sign on the back of the door as a warning to remain in the room.
Right, okay. That is incredible. You couldn't make that up, could you? So that is definitely true.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah,
she couldn't leave her room.
She stayed in there all day and night, and then the next day she called down and she called the police.
To say what?
That I need rescuing, because they'd left the sign on saying Do Not Disturb, and she'd walked to it and been like, oh, Do Not Disturb, I can't go out that door. Checked all the other doors, and obviously they were all just the bathroom and the wardrobes.
What the fuck?
And then she was like...
I just swore.
Yeah, that's how bad it is. This is true. And she was like, I can't climb out the window, it's too high up.
Did you see my face when I swore?
Yeah.
I just forgot that we can swear.
Yeah. We're allowed to swear, you can say what you like.
I forgot that I did radio on a station where I can't swear, so I just straight away...
You look terrified.
...started to cry because I just sworn on air, and then thought, actually, no, that's absolutely
that's
fine
kind
here.
Of
it's wholly encouraged.
About this station. Yeah. I thought the genuine fear in your eye then was like, oh, God, Mum's going to hear.
No, I don't know if she listens. It's like Coronation Street, isn't it, this time?
Oh, is it? All right. Right. We bought Ray-Ban sunglasses for €5 from a street trader, only to find out that they were fake.
Oh. See, that's good. That is definitely real.
Think that's real?
That does happen a lot on holiday, but for me, you're very stupid if you think they're real.
Correct. That is a real complaint someone
made
to Thomas
Cook.
Do we know
what Thomas Cook said?
No, I don't think they bothered responding to
that. No, they shouldn't bother responding to that.
Okay, what about this?
That's completely the person who bought it.
Okay, is this a legit Thomas Cook complaint or have I made this up? No one told us there would be fish in the sea. The children were startled.
No, you made that up.
That's a legitimate Thomas Cook complaint. There were fish in the sea. The children were startled.
My God. What kind of fish? If they're not like jellyfish, I don't think there's any reason to be startled.
It's ridiculous.
The
right.
Fish is going to be more startled that you're there, aren't they?
It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England. It only took the Americans 3 hours to get home. This seems unfair.
Nah, you made that up. No one is that stupid.
That is a legitimate complaint someone made to Thomas Cook, that the flight from Jamaica to England was 3 times the length of the flight from Jamaica to mainland USA.
Anybody that, like, can't work that out for themselves doesn't deserve to go on holiday for me.
What about this one? There was no Wi-Fi on the beach in South Africa. I want a refund.
No, I mean, that's a joke. You made that up, surely?
Yes, I made that up.
But was that what you were thinking when you're in South Africa and you're on the beach?
No, obviously not.
Did that go through your head?
No, I was too busy looking at the penguins.
On the beach?
Yeah.
There's a penguin beach.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Oh, we've had this before.
Right.
Penguin.
Two more. I bombed into the pool and severely injured my back on the water. There should be better warning of the possibility of this.
Does say no bombing at most pools.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? No bombing, no petting, never mind heavy pain. What else? No spitting water in people's faces.
No diving.
Yeah, that's a good one. No inappropriately small speedos.
No, keep the banana hammocks away.
Yeah, but also keep your shorts on, I think is a good one as well.
Keep your pale nipples hidden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you're female.
Particularly.
Males, you've kind of got a little bit of leeway.
Legit complaint to Thomas Cook, or have I made it up?
Just because these people are that stupid, I'm going to say real.
I made that one up.
Okay.
Yes, another point to me. Okay, final one. My fiancé and I booked a twin-bedded room, but we were placed in a double-bedded room. We now hold you responsible for the fact that I find myself pregnant. This would not have happened if you had put us in the room that we had booked. We would like a refund.
Wow. That's not their fault. Like, I can...
Obviously, it's not their fault.
It's not, though, is it?
Of course it's not. None of these are their fault.
I can sympathise if a couple don't want to sleep in the same bed because a girl I was once with, she was a kicker. Right, so I don't want to stay in the same bed as me, right?
Yeah.
But there's loads of other reasons that you might not want to stay in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't stand if a girl don't want to stay in bed with me. Like, what? Really, as a girl?
Well, because you get up every bloody hour, that's why.
That's true, yeah. But also, as a girl, boys are minging, aren't they? Well, most boys are disgusting.
I find most other people, in general, repulsive. I want my own space.
Right, so I would
back
completely understand
you,
if a girl was like, no, get out, you're going in that single.
Yeah.
That'd be absolutely fine. I'd be like, okay, fairs.
Well... Is this real, or have I made that up?
Made it up.
It's real. Someone complained because they'd booked a twin room, but they'd found out that they were engaged, so they upgraded them to, like, the deluxe double, and they blamed them for the fact that she's now pregnant because they had sex.
Are they, like, a religious couple? Did they not want to...
They didn't say that they were religious.
Okay.
But it did show the full letter, and it was proper addressed.
And did they mention there were no sex before marriage?
She said that they had never had intercourse before, and they hadn't had intercourse before or after the holiday, so it could only have happened at that time.
Yeah, but you can still stay in the same bed as somebody and not do that.
Of course, they're morons.
It doesn't happen
Sam.
By accident, does it?
No, they're idiots.
That is ludicrous.
Absolute ridiculousness.
Is there more of these?
Yeah, there's loads.
There's more out there.
Yeah.
Can we play this game again then, please?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I have enjoyed it.
All right, remind
Particularly,
me.
It's going to get really hot, isn't it, this week?
Yeah.
So I feel like we can keep going with the summer chat.
Holiday vibe, and you can give me your top 10, maybe, of your holiday songs.
Yeah, and your ultimate top 10 holiday songs.
Okay, I'll do my ultimate next week.
I'll do my ultimate. We're going really summery. Perfect.
Beaut.
Love it. Right? Summery flavour?
Yeah, I want some summer flavour.
Kygo, or Disclosure, or Major Lazer.
Well, let's play Kygo, seeing as I mentioned it, and it made it to my top 10 2015 holiday tracks.
And I think we might have time to play... We'll finish on something else as well. Two tracks back to finish.
Perfect.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching, as the credits all roll down. And crying... You know we're playing to a full house. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage. And the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece. But in the end, for you and me on this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all. Now's our curtain call, so hold for the applause. Oh, and wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Please place on now. We're crying, crying. So let the velvet roll down, down. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece. Our lines we read so perfectly, but the show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause. Oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show.
Everything he touches at the moment is a banger, isn't it? Kygo, lovely bit of what they call tropical house.
And actually, I think I said Kygo for the holiday, that one would be my Thailandy holiday with your baggy trousers.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, you're allowed to like it. You don't have to hate Thailand and baggy trousers, Sam.
I completely forgot the time, you know, because what I planned to do was play Kygo and then go straight into next record and we'd literally say bye over the start of it.
Yeah.
But I've tried to come off the back and be all talky, but we haven't really got time, mate.
Aww. Can we not play Disclosure?
We could finish Disclosure if you want.
Yeah, can we play Disclosure?
All right, then.
All right, well, sorry it's been a bit of a rushed ending, everybody, but I think it's better that you hear Disclosure than us rambling on for longer, because Sam needs to go to bed and I need to go put some After Sun on because I think I burnt my shoulders a little bit.
And this record is incredible.
I haven't heard it.
I think it was put out this week.
I honestly haven't heard
Gregory Porter, Disclosure, Come Together. It's called Holding On. Enjoy.
I'm excited.
That it would be easier than this. I thought my heart had grown colder, but the warmth of your kiss I can't dismiss. So my past has left me bruised. I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. Of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised,
shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.